Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. 800-405-2561. That's 800-405-2561.
The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. Ha, ha. The Video Game Review. Yeah. The Video Game Review. What, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review. What, what, what? The Video Game Review. The Video Game Review.
Come up, people, now.
Video Game Review. Don't be hating. The Video Game Review. That's what I have said. The Video Game Review. Keep it real. The Video Game Review.
All right. Thank you so much, and welcome to another live edition of the Video Game Review. I am your humble host, Rick Tittle, coming to you from our studios here in downtown San Francisco, California. Great to have you with us. Wherever and however you are listening, the Video Game Review, I've been doing this show more than 15 years. It is the only nationally syndicated show on these sports talk networks that get into video games. And it's not just sports video games. Some people think, oh, I just talk about Madden and FIFA. All video games, and that includes sports video games as well. So Sports Byline USA, coast to coast, border to border. Also around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. If you've been listening the last couple of weeks, we've had some reruns because I was in England for a week. I do the Raiders pre and post, and so we did a game in London. Then we had the bye week. I was in France and Germany as well. And I bring that up because driving the Autobahn a few days ago, I got the American Forces Radio Network, and I got the Eagle Channel. The Eagle Channel is music. I am on the Voice channel, but it's a good reminder that AFN is going strong, 500 outlets, 177 countries, and really proud to be on American Forces. If you're in the military, I'm on your side. Stay safe. Come home soon. But also, we are on SB Nation Radio as well. Great to be on that storied outfit. And on the Dan Patrick channel on Sirius XM. Great to be back on Sirius as we were for years in the early days when it first started. In the 03, 04, 05, back in those days as well. Sportsbyline.com is the website. Send your cheat codes. I'll give you a little cheat code free at the end of the show. Also, I'll give away a brand new game at 40 after, just over an hour from now. And we also have an interview with a NASCAR driver, Noah Gragson, because he is an expert on Player Unknown Battlegrounds mobile. So we'll talk to him a couple of car questions, but then we'll get into the video game. That's coming up at 25 after the hour. But what have you been playing this weekend? Let me know. Also, SBNationLive.com on their website as well, as we stream along. TuneIn app, iHeartRadio app, Stitcher app, Twitch, twitch.tv. There we are, Sports Byline USA. And if you want to send me a tweet, it's at Rick Tittle as I enunciate my T's. It's a video game review. Come on back.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Do you use the blue pill to charge your sex life? Have you been thinking about trying the blue pill? What if we can promise you the same results for less than $3 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for the other pills, you're getting taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $3. We'll do the math for you. You'll save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 40 blue pills or 40 yellow pills for $99 and add 4 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call and get your 44 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for the other blue pills. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in a non-marked package. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. 800-223-0992. That's 800-223-0992.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-371-9608. That's 1-800-371-9608. Call 1-800-371-9608. Call now.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you so much for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you, as I mentioned, all around the world, all around the world. Coming up in the next segment, I'll have an interview with Noah Gragson, NASCAR star driver, drives a Chevy Camaro, number 9, I believe. But he's here to talk about PUBG Mobile, and I want to know what weapons he uses, what style of play he does, stuff like that. Noah in the next segment. This segment is wide open. Y'all's in your calls. Get in the queue. We'll talk to you. 1-800-878-PLAY. Neophyte, hardcore, everybody in between, all platforms. Come on in and get heard. By your fellow gamer. I'm a gamer like you. I don't design games. I did once. Didn't get credit for it. Anyway, I saw an interesting article today that was on Digital Trends. And it's a story about a guy named Eric Nierman. Eric Nierman is a dentist. One of the good things about being a dentist is that you're rich. Not like Bill Gates rich, but you have more money than most of us. He also happens to be, if the name sounds familiar, he is one of the world's prime video game collectors. And it was reported today that he purchased a collection of 40 rare NES titles for $1.02 million. Now, at first you're like, what? You can get those on eBay for $5, tops. There was when I was staying in the East Village in Manhattan a couple years ago, there was a cool video game store that had everything, and it was way too much. They were asking like $20 for an NES game, but still, you think, why would you pay that much? This guy's not dumb. I mean, think about this. The NES Classic, that's got 30 games pre-installed. But this guy's not dumb. he acquired, what he did was leagues above and beyond just capturing critical pieces of video game history, because the sale, according to experts, was one of the largest ever in the history of video game collections. The Washington Post first reported it. All the games were factory sealed. They were all first edition releases, and they were either one of a kind games or one of a few. So among the titles in the collection are sticker sealed black box copies of 1986 arcade edition of Mario Brothers, the only two known copies of 1985's Golf, the only known copy of 1986 Balloon Fight, and also the only known copy of 1986 Gumshoe. So this was a treasure chest that was assembled by three different collectors, and they put in a combined, between the three, 52 years to get these. Now, the record ever for a single video game was 100,150. That was for a first edition copy of 85 Super Mario Brothers, which was also, of course, for the NES. Several pieces in the collection that Nierman bought may fetch a similar price if he does it. Now, if he does it, he can obviously make $4 million. So a guy named Denis Kahn, who is the president and CEO of WADA Games, which is a company that evaluates and grades vintage video games, referred to some of the pieces in the collection as holy grails. There's only one holy grail, but theoretically or literally, however you want to believe it, but plural holy grails. And he said, cream of the crop. And this video game collection has been transformed from nostalgia to an art and history relic. And Kahn told the Post, quote, people are not just buying them to look at and remember playing that game. They're buying them to commemorate the history and the impact they had on pop culture. End quote. Now, WADA Games also recently helped a guy in Reno, a guy named Scott Amos, sell a sealed copy of Kid Icarus for the NES that was found in his childhood home, and he sold it for $9,000. So obviously it has nothing to do with what Nierman paid, $1 million for 40 of them, but still $9,000 for Kid Icarus. And it made me think, I think I still have some sealed games for the NES. But you know, over the years, people say, why don't you sell all your PS1 games and your TurboGrafx-16 games and your, especially my NES games, got so many Nintendo Entertainment System 8-bit games from back in the day, late 80s, 88, 89. And I say, because I'll get pennies on the dollar. You know, am I going to play that game? Probably not. But I paid, at the time, $40 or $50 for it. That's the thing about video games. You know, they always say, like, a computer is a really good computer is, you know, normally it's going to start you about $1,000 desktop. Well, that was the same in 1984. If you wanted an IBM, how much was it? It was $1,000. Now, $1,000 then was worth more than now, but it's always been that way. Even those NES cartridges, which my friend used to call tapes, I'm like, it's not an 8-track. There's no tape in there. It's a chip. But anyway, those 8-track tapes, chips, those cartridges, they were, you know, $45, $49, $50. It's always been so, like, I'm going to flog these games. I'm going to sell them for 25 cents. And then what do I get? I sell 100 games. And what do I got? $25. Then I get a hamburger and a couple beers, and the $25 is gone. I'd rather hold on to that collection through nostalgia as well. Now, obviously, I've got some shelves that are taken up with some old games there. But there was a shop that there was another story that discovered a $13,000 treasure in a grocery bag filled with old NES cartridges as well. That was up in Seattle, and that was just this last August. And one of the rare cartridges in that was Pink Gorilla Games, a video game that specialized in the World Championship 1990. These are some of these games that didn't even have a real label. It's almost like it was in a kit or something. So, you know, you think about going, that you've seen the documentary of going to see the ET games, or were they buried in New Mexico? I mean, it's just so a shame. Let's go and bury all these games. One of the literal worst games of all time. But, you know, and they went there, they thought it was a myth, and no, they found some boxes. They found stuff that they knew they were going to have. So did this dentist buy these games because he's going to resell them? No, it's all art, and beauty is in the eye of the beholder. I remember when the when Showtime did this thing, the franchise, and they're doing on the Miami Marlins, and Jeffrey Loria was the owner, and he was an art dealer, and all his crap was like velvet posters of dogs playing poker. And this was a guy playing millions and millions of dollars for art. I don't, you know, I studied art history. I've had the privilege of going to some great art museums around the world. But modern art, I don't get. I'm not smart enough. You know, at San Francisco, modern art, the MoMA, they had a toilet seat that was spray painted pink. They had a bowl of mashed potatoes, and they had a boxing glove sitting on a desk. I mean, I'm not paying millions and millions of dollars for crap that I can make. But an NES game, shrink wrapped, one of a kind, that is an amazing thing to acquire for this dentist, Eric Nierman. And I think that's pretty cool. Coming up next, Noah Gregson, NASCAR driver. I'll get a couple of NASCAR questions in, but mostly it's going to be about PUBG Mobile. Come on back.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Are you an active stock market investor? Well, then you know these three key words: buy, sell, hold. Those three magic words can make or lose you money in the stock market. What if we can show you a time-tested tool that's been helping stock market investors succeed for over 30 years? It's called VectorVest, an amazing system designed to make smart investing easy. The VectorVest system analyzes, sorts, and ranks over 19,000 stocks every day, and tells you when to buy, what to buy, and when to sell any stock to maximize your profits in less than 10 minutes a day. And if you call right now, you can test drive our amazing VectorVest system risk-free for 30 days for just $9.95.
800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. 800-584-2519. That's 800-584-2519.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. That's 800-430-9571.
The Video Game Review.
All right, welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast, border to border, and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It's our pleasure to welcome NASCAR star driver Noah Gragson to the show, driver of the number 9 Chevy Camaro, and he's here to talk about PUBG Mobile. That's right, Player Unknown Battlegrounds Mobile. And Noah, before we get into that, you know, one thing we like about stock car racing is it's cars that aren't the same as what we drive on the street, but they have the same names and the outside kind of looks like it. But, you know, how cool is it to drive a Camaro? Because that's cool even when it's on the street.
Yeah, it's definitely cool to be able to, one, drive a Chevy. I really have enjoyed Chevys all my life. And then, two, to be able to race them on the real racetrack. It's really special, and it's a lot of fun.
And one more question for you. I know we just had the Charlotte Roval, and you think about getting on a, you know, just a regular oval, and now you're on a road course. And up here in Northern California in Sonoma, we got the track up there at an Infineon. But, man, I think it's a great idea, and if you don't embrace it, you're not going to win. So you're kind of forced to embrace it. What do you think of the idea of a Roval?
It's a lot different, in my opinion, than really any road course that I've ever been on. You obviously have your oval and how you need to approach the corners in the oval, and it's a little bit different. I don't really feel like I have the same mentality for the oval corners as I normally would racing on the oval. So it's a little bit different. I kind of just treat them as just regular corners on the racetrack or a road course, but it's very tight. It's very technical. It's challenging, and it puts on one heck of a show for all the fans. So it's a lot of fun just to kind of mix it up, change it up a little bit, and be able to go out there and shift gears and be really hard on the brake pedal. And you're stopping after going 40, 50 miles an hour down to probably around 40 miles an hour. So you're having to deal a lot inside the race car, and there's a lot of adversity throughout the day, and not a lot of room for error. So it's a lot of fun, though, from the driver's seat.
All right, watch this segue, because there's a lot of adversity and not a lot of room for errors when you're playing Player Unknown Battlegrounds. This was the original, the Battle Royale deal, and the new design on your Camaro was on full display on Saturday at Dover. We're talking about PUBG Mobile as well. What's it like to love a video game, and now you're a sponsor and your car's all tricked out? How cool is that?
Well, it's really cool to see how everything came together. I started out as a fan of PUBG Mobile and just would always play with my friends, and actually my boss, he would play with us, Dale Jr. So that was really, really special and pretty cool, actually, just to be able to play with him. And it's kind of helped me grow the relationship with him and my other teammates, Justin Allgaier. We all play together. So it started out as me being a fan and then turned into a really cool partnership between myself and PUBG Mobile. So I love playing the game. We play almost 3 or 4 times a week if we can. And it just allows me to kind of take my head away from racing, take my mind off the racing deal and kind of relax and just get away from everything, you know? So that's kind of what I do. Some guys will go out to the lake or they'll go camping or do stuff like that. For me, my getaway in racing is to play PUBG Mobile.
Yeah, you're a Vegas guy anyway, right? So is hunting and fishing part of your life? Yeah, yeah. So I can get that. What about your style of play? Because, you know, you can have a little submachine gun like a Vector with a high fire rate, but maybe not a big clip. You can have a light machine gun, but it's going to fire slow. You can't run as fast. You can have a shotgun that has huge damage but doesn't have any range. I mean, everything has its pros and cons. So what's your usual mode of playing?
So the loadout that I like to run an Uzi. Mm-hmm. It's got a really fast firing rate. And then if you get an extended mag on there, you can get 35 rounds and suppressed. I always like a suppressor. If I can ever find a suppressor, I really like that. And then I'm a big sniper guy. Mm-hmm. I like to run a 4x scope on my sniper. Obviously, you want to get a 300 alm, but I like the M24 a lot with the 4x scope on there. I've been playing a lot of sniper training arcade mode. That's probably my favorite mode on PUBG Mobile. Sorry, I'm kind of nerding out about this right now, but nobody's ever asked me this question. So I'd say probably those two, a sniper and the submachine gun. And then I'll either change between the Uzi or I'll run an M4, hopefully suppressed. With an extended quick draw, obviously, you want that. So probably those three guns are what I like the best.
Yeah, and you think about, you get that ACOG, that 4x scope on it, and now you can play much more close quarters. And M24 uses the 7.62. You can only get the M24 in an airdrop, right?
No, that's the arm you can only get in the airdrop. You can find the Car 98 and the M24. I think the M249, which is a bigger kind of gun, you can get that in airdrop. But yeah, it's a lot of fun just to get on there though and play. And I've kind of changed what guns I like to run from the time I started. It's just ARs, and then it's kind of changed into submachine guns, and then now I'm really into the whole sniper. Bolt action sniper deal. So it's a lot of fun.
Rick Tittle with Noah Gragson, NASCAR driver, talking about PUBG Mobile. The only thing is, and I do like to camp now and then, but you've got the circumference of the Battle Royale circle, the ring of fire pulling in on you. So how long can you camp?
Well, it kind of changes between every single game you play. Sometimes you get really lucky and where you land, you might not have to move the whole time. I like to either land at Rozoc. That's probably my favorite place. Rozoc, then probably Kuchinki, and then I like going to Mills of Power as well. So the goal is to not have to run too much. I don't know if that's the goal for other people, but for me, hopefully just trying to drop where a lot of action is, get every loadout I need, get some level 3 gear, and then hopefully I'm in the area. If not, either running on arcade mode, that kind of is frustrating sometimes, and the circle doesn't go where you want and you got to go run to it. sometimes you can get a little frustrated there, but it's fun. It's a lot of fun. It creates a lot of challenge.
Speaking of frustrating, how long did you give the crossbow? Because the reload times are so low. So slow, I should say, not a lot of range. Now, if you hit, it's almost always a one-shot kill. How long did you give the crossbow?
I tried a challenge, crossbow-only challenge, and I actually won. I was playing with my buddy Tim Duggar. I think I got, 11 kills with it. So it's one of those deals where it's really, really hard weapon to use, but when you use it, there's a lot of reward, too. So I've only used it that one game, and then have not really used it since. But there's definitely weapons that I like better than others on the game, and I'm not a big shotgun guy. We'll play some arcade in quick match, and it'll be shotguns only, and that's pretty challenging. But I love item heaven arcade mode where it's all the crate items in there. That's a lot of fun.
You know, for me, not so much in California, but when I get to Reno or down to Scottsdale, I'll go to a range, and now I'll try some of the guns. Like, I had to try a Glock 18. I couldn't imagine a 1,200 round per minute, 9mm pistol. Had a big clip coming out of it, and the guy at the range said, you got to really lean into it because it's going to go straight up. I mean, it's like a minigun you're holding. Have you tried out in person any of the guns in PUBG because you were kind of like interested?
I've only shot a gun one time, and that was at a shooting range. I was doing an event with a couple other race car drivers, and we went to a shooting game and shot all these different kind of guns. But that was a couple years ago, really before I was into PUBG Mobile. And so I maybe didn't pay attention to exactly what I was shooting enough. I knew they had some big old power guns there, but I have not shot any that I can recall from PUBG Mobile.
Last question for you. Melee weapons, I'll give you a pan, a crowbar, a machete, a sickle. What are you going with?
Pan all day. Pan on default. I like the pan. We're racing, and when this whole PUBG Mobile deal was coming together, actually, I was talking with Dale and my teammate Justin Allgaier, our other buddies Grayson and Tim, and we were talking, and I'm like, man, wouldn't it be so cool if we put a pan on the, you know how you carry the pan? If we put that on the back of my race suit, on the PUBG Mobile race suit, and that would be awesome. So maybe this weekend I'm going to go out and have to buy one of the cast iron pans, and I should just walk around with it at the racetrack. So I'd probably say a pan would be my go-to.
And you're right. When it's not equipped, it doubles as armor too.
Exactly. You get shot in the back, it's all good.
Kabang right in there. You get Williams Sonoma to be a sponsor. There you go. We've been speaking with Noah Gregson, driver of the number nine Chevy Camaro. If you haven't checked out his PUBG Mobile Camaro, you can do it Saturday. They're going to be at the Kansas Speedway. Hey, Noah, good talking racing and mostly video games with you. Best of luck, and let's catch up down the road, man.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate it. It's great talking to you.
All right, there it is. PUBG Mobile, Noah Gregson, NASCAR star. I am Rick Tittle. We will come back on Sports Byline.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
855-325-1780. 855-325-1780. That's 855-325-1780.
Fall is here, and with the leaves changing, it may feel like you're running out of time to get any lingering home projects done before the holidays. Well, luckily, Home Advisor can give you a hand so you can spend more time watching football and less time doing home projects. From minor repairs to major remodels, Home Advisor will connect you with top-rated pros in your area. The pros have been reviewed by your neighbors so you can see what others thought of their work. And if you're not sure how much your project should cost, get multiple quotes from pros and use Home Advisor's project cost guide to see what others paid for similar projects. And to top all of it off, you can book appointments online, no more phone tag. So whether it's remodeling the den for football season or fixing up the house before the holidays, Home Advisor makes it beyond easy to get your home projects done. To find the right pro at a fair price, just ask Home Advisor. Go to homeadvisor.com or download the free award-winning Home Advisor app today.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility.
Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851. 800-439-7851.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thank you for that, and welcome back to the Video Game Review. It is 40 after the hour. It is time to give away a brand new game. By the way, my thanks to Will, who almost won last week, and getting the message out to the troops out there, and once again, over there on the island of Okinawa, which, of course, very important battle. A lot of times in the Pacific Theater, the Marines would go in, and then the Army would mop up and occupy as the Marines would go to the new island after that. But Okinawa, that's Japanese mainland. Well, they think it is. My uncle was stationed there as well. My dad was a lieutenant commander in the Navy, so I always give big props to the troops out there, and it's a big pleasure to be on American Forces, as I said. All right, 40 after the hour, this is the time to give away a game, and the way you win the game is you just write me an email and tell me the correct answer. The second email will win. I always say second because if I say first, people are like, bah, someone's already written in. And then if I say 17th, you're like, yeah, it's too weird. The name of the game, by the way, rick@sportsbyline.com. The name of the game is Fire Emblem Three Houses. This is a one-player RPG game published by Nintendo on the Switch. Obviously, and developed by Intelligent Systems and Koei Tecmo. This is rated T for a teen. IGN, when it came out, gave it their Game of the Month, and it also gave it a gold review, a 9.5. My question is this game an RPG game, or is this about the Big Three basketball? Didn't you? Yeah, I did. Anyway, Fire Emblem, Three Houses is an RPG, a basketball game. This is a game about managing war, making necessary sacrifices out on the battlefield, minimizing losses and things like that. But Fire Emblem Three Houses goes even further because it gives you ability to shape your allies, mentor your allies. You can play as a professor trying to guide some of your charges as well. And this is how the Three Houses really entrenches you in the role as a mentor. And it's a very personal game. You select a house and decide what side you want to favor in a political war. And the house shapes your experience, kind of like the allegiances in Harry Potter. You are in the House of Slytherin. You are in Gryffindor, that type of thing. And you become immersed in all aspects of your students' lives, and you pair up which students you want to bond together and send them out on the battlefield. You can give them gifts. You can invite them to tea. Very Japanese feel to it, obviously, with Koei Tecmo. So you pick these students, and then you've got, of course, the beautiful Japanese anime art style as well. Good voice acting and such things like that. But it has such a high replay value. And I think a lot of that goes into games today because there are games. I mean, come on, you know for a fact that you played a game, and even if you paid $60 for it, 5 minutes in, you know as soon as you pull that disc out, you're never playing it again. some games are just so disappointing. Or you play it and it's over. You know, I know someone who has played Skyrim three times as three different characters. Skyrim, I loved it, every second of it. But I can't go back. I can't start all over again because you get your behind handed to you and then you finally get pumped up. You get pumped up and you start walking around almost with impunity. And then all of a sudden they're like, yeah, let's start over again. But anyway, Fire Emblem Three Houses, let me know, Rick at sportsbyline.com. Is it an RPG or is it a game about the big three? Nintendo publishes for the Switch and made by Intelligent Systems and Koei Tecmo. All right. It's funny. There is a Steam bestseller right now is a recreation of Chernobyl's disaster zone. And if you don't know what Chernobyl is, and it's funny, I mean, I'm old enough to remember Chernobyl, but it's also, I've talked to a lot of people who are like, what? And it's either on Netflix or Amazon Prime. I guess it's Amazon Prime because it was an HBO show. But it's got, you know, an amazing cast in that thing. And Jared Harris is fantastic. But it gives you an idea of Chernobyl. You know, still to this day, they don't know what to do with the damn place. And just endless hectares and square miles of land that was deemed absolutely useless. But there is a game called Chernobylite, and its developers say they have a 3D scanned recreation of the real life exclusion zone, which came after that meltdown in 1986. It's now available in early access, and obviously a post-apocalyptic survival role-playing game. It's from the Farm 51. The Farm 51 is the Polish studio that gave us last October World War III. But Farm 51, or I should say the Farm 51, they say that the map of Chernobylite, and it's spelled Chernobyl and then I-T-E at the end. So not Chernobyl Light, like you're going to shine a light, and it's not like, you know, Diet Coke, Coke Light, Borscht Light, Chernobyl Light. But they say they went to Ukraine, to the Ukraine, and they did a 3D scan on the actual exclusion zone. And the Farm 51 said an article on Polygon, quote, it's physically not possible to enter every room in the building and scan every inch of the 1,000 square mile landscape. And therefore, we'd like to collect as many scans as possible, but keep following the player's opinions and shaping the final design of the locations with our community, end quote. Well, the Chernobyl exclusion zone was set up and marked off after the disaster near Pripyat. That was in the Ukraine, but of course, that was a Soviet state 33 years ago. So today, visitors are permitted to come in and see some of the organized tours and Chernobyl Diaries. There's some scary things going on there, but you know, it's the bizarre and tragic, really, ruins of a moment frozen in time when the fourth reactor at the Chernobyl nuclear power plant exploded. So, I mean, there is an actual place on the planet Earth that is a post-apocalyptic landscape that many video games are trying to replicate. So, we already know that Chernobyl was the basis of the Stalker series of games, those survival horror shooter games by GSC Game World. That is a Ukraine studio. It's been referenced in other video games and sci-fi stories as well. As I said, the eponymous miniseries that was on HBO. But the Farm 51 says Chernobylite contains what they say is, quote, branched paths with also alternate endings, end quote. And that even if a player reaches one conclusion in early access, the finished game will have different outcomes. So Chernobylite, its current build, they say, is filled with the real scans of the zone's objects, gameplay, events and mechanics, story characters and quests for players. It is available right now on PC, obviously through Steam, $29.99. Now, it's... Also, newsworthy after we saw in a few soccer games, most recently England playing at Bulgaria, racist chants coming from the crowds. And so this now has come into FIFA 20, which has updates. And following those taunts of racist fans in Bulgaria, FIFA has a set of no room for racism kits that the English Premier League will make available free of charge. And the uniform update is in response to that 6-0 game, which goal scorers like Raheem Sterling and Marcus Rashford, a lot of racist invective and fascist salutes. Both of those players of English, but of African heritage. And it's too bad because it's mostly young, dumb, and stupid, ignorant people that ruin it. But, you know, here's a video game, one of the most huge and most popular video games in the world, and they've come out with it. And you can see the kid, and it's got Virgil van Dijk of Liverpool wearing it. It's got no room for racism, and it's got a very poignant half black, half white, and then the black lines and the white lines mixing together a little bit in a kind of a double entendre there. And you can pick that up right now for free if you do have FIFA. All right, let's take a look at the new games coming out this week because it is a pretty big week. First of all, on Tuesday, we're going to have WWE 2K20. And then the biggie, and this is the biggie. You might see it even if you're watching NFL games today. You saw a lot of advertisements about a Friday release, and that is Call of Duty Modern Warfare. Saw some of the characters there, and some of them reminded me of Sweetwater and those characters with Battlefield Bad Company 2, but of course that's the DICE game. Not only is that coming out, you have Medieval, which is coming out, or as we would say, Medieval. And then The Outer Worlds. The Outer Worlds from the people that brought you Fallout New Vegas. And this is going to be PS4, Xbox One, and PC. Except that this is going to be in outer space with the outer worlds. And I'm very much interested in this, and I think about, you know, how, you know, it's not No Man's Sky or something like that, but to put this out into space. And it's Obsidian, published by Private Division, and it's going to be an FPS game. And you unlock a ship, and that'll be your central hub space. And the player cannot control your ship. It just serves as a fast travel point. But as you walk around the landscape with your guns, it does kind of look like a Fallout game. And the thing is, I need to get the Call of Duty game, and I also need to get Outside Worlds. Or I should say Outer Worlds, as Outside Lands as a concert. I need to get both those games. And I always wonder, and listen, these are independent companies, and they don't care what anybody else does, and they probably check or whether they don't or not. But I just wish these games could stagger just a little bit. You know, it's like we go whole summers without games, and then you get to October or November, and everybody wants to get to Black Friday. And then you get three great games releasing at the same time. So we'll check out Outer Worlds. We'll check out on Friday also Modern Warfare, and we'll get back to you on those. But two absolutely massive releases, especially COD. All right, we'll take a quick break, and we'll come on back on Byline.
Imagine this is your money and someone wants to take it from you. Who is it? The IRS. They want your money, and guess what? They can legally take it, all of it if they want.
Remember, they sent you that letter that said, hey, you owe us a bunch of cash and we're going to take it from you. So what do? Fight back by letting our team of experts at the Tax Helpline work it out with the IRS so you can keep your money. And we're good at what we do. When you hire us, you get a team of guys on your side that know the IRS laws and will fight to save your money. So, if you owe the IRS a ton of cash and you want to keep it, call right now and learn for free how we can help you put it back in your pocket.
800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. 800-932-1749. That's 800-932-1749.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them. But do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family. Or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Money Now 100 is not a lender, broker, or agent of any lender or financial advisor. We do not make loans or credit decisions. You must be 18 years or older and a U.S. resident to qualify. This is not an offer or solicitation to lend. I went to MoneyNow100.com and got the $5,000 I needed deposited in my account the next business day. If you need money for any reason, help is here. Go to MoneyNow100.com and get the money you need. Need to pay off credit card debt? Go to MoneyNow100.com. Need your car repaired? Need home improvement money? Visit MoneyNow100.com. If you need fast cash for any reason, go to MoneyNow100.com. Good, bad, or no credit at all. Go to MoneyNow100.com. You could get up to $5,000 as soon as the next business day. Go to MoneyNow100.com on your phone, tablet, or computer. Type in the address bar MoneyNow100.com. That's MoneyNow, the number 100.com.
The Video Game Review.
All right, thanks for that. Welcome back to the Video Game Review. Rick Tittle with you. Thanks for tuning in to another fantastic episode. And we'll close it out in our customary fashion by answering a question about a cheat code. Send your request to rick@sportsbyline.com. This one comes from Kelly in San Leandro, California. It's just over here in the East Bay. It says, Rick, how do I get the Simoleons and the Sims? And somebody told me that I need a patch. Well, you're in luck with The Sims because you can get 1,000 simoleons. That is the game's fictitious currency. And you can get even more than that if you want. But you can do it in the unpatched or the patched version. The unpatched version, you hit, now this is PC, Control-Shift-C. Once again, Control-Shift-C and type Klapauscius, Klapauscius. Once again, hold Control, Shift, and C and type Klapauscius. Now, if that doesn't work, then you already have the patched version. Do the same thing, Control, Shift, C, and type Rosebud. Just type Rosebud, and that'll give you 1,000 simoleons, and for each extra exclamation point, you can get another 1,000 as well. So that's a good way to get rich in The Sims, and that's kind of a classic code there. We're here to help. I'm here to help. We're here to talk video games. Life would only be half as good without video games. I firmly believe that, and we will do it again next week right here on the Video Game Review.